AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. There's no nuclear agreement yet, but talks with Iran and Switzerland have pushed past a deadline. AP correspondent Georgian is in Luzon, where the talks have been underway.
Negotiators have extended the deadline until Wednesday. We don't know at what point Wednesday. They probably don't have an exact time at this point either.
Secretary of State Kerry, who had planned to leave Tuesday, is remaining. An Iranian negotiator said his team could stay as long as necessary to clear the remaining hurdles. The U.S. State Department says there are still several difficult issues to bridge. Lufthansa knew that the co-pilot of a passenger plane that crashed in the French Alps last week had suffered from an episode of severe depression before he finished his flight training with the German airline. Clinical psychologist Robert Bohr, who specializes in aviation, says this highlights a dangerous lack of communication between a pilot's personal physicians and a separate doctor doing a more limited screening for the airline.
They may not tie up with each other, so it might be possible that information, for example, known to the personal doctor of a patient may not be transferred into the piloting medical situation because there is no obligation for this.
Singer Joni Mitchell is hospitalized in Los Angeles.
Help me, I think I'm falling.
Los Angeles fire officials say paramedics answered an afternoon 911 call in Bel Air, where she lives. Her hospitalization confirmed by her Twitter account and the website of the 71-year-old singer, but details on her condition have not been released. Family members now confirm that it was Andrew Getty who was found dead in his Hollywood Hills home Tuesday. And the coroner now says the death of the oil heir appears to be from natural causes or an accident. He was the 47-year-old grandson of the late oil billionaire J. Paul Getty. This is AP Radio News. A man stormed into a medical office building in downtown Fresno and fatally shot the mother of his five children before killing himself. Deputy Fresno Police Chief Pat Farmer.
We received information from witnesses that were fleeing the building that she was shot several times at close range. And then there was a pause. And then as officers were arriving, we heard another shot.
People hid in the bathrooms at the I Medical Clinic. Some climbed from the building's ground level windows. It was a tense 9 hours or so in suburban Washington, D.C. after a prisoner escaped custody in Northern Virginia Hospital. He was captured after carjacking several vehicles. U.S. Marshal Bobby Matheson says they want to know how he overpowered guards.
Two people should be able to certainly guard a prisoner securely. What we're investigating right now is to what his shackles, were they loosened, were they not on, was something not followed.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait. You did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.